Kindergarten is now more structured with less time for play. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christopher P. Brown, professor in the Department of Curriculum at the University of Texas at Austin, examines whether this is a good thing for kids.
Kindergarten has changed significantly in the last few years. Kindergarten used to be a place where children had the freedom to pursue their own learning interest. They engaged in play-based activities like blocks and dramatic play. Now, it's a place where often 20 or more children interact with one teacher for an entire school day. They engage as many as 15 different academic activities, such as decoding word drills, practicing sight words, counting up to 100 by ones, fives, and tens, and writing in journals. For 5- and 6-year-olds, as well as their teachers, this is a lot of work. Why do these changes matter? Researchers consistently show that classrooms that offer children the opportunities for play-based and child-centered learning help them grow academically, socially, and emotionally. Recess especially helps children restore their attention for learning in the classroom. Focusing on rules can diminish children's curiosity and their willingness to take academic risks, and it impedes their self-confidence and motivation as learners. All of this can negatively impact their performance in school and in later life. So how might kindergarten be improved? No one that I've studied, including the kindergartners themselves, is advocating for the elimination of academics in kindergarten. Kindergartners need to learn academic skills so that they can succeed in school. However, researchers, parents, teachers, and policymakers are concerned with how the implementation of standards and tests have eliminated activities that offer children choice and voice in their learning. Kindergartners require more balanced learning experiences that nurture their development and their desire to learn and interact with others. This will improve their performance in school and assist them in seeing school as a place that will help them and their friends be better people.
That was Christopher P. Brown of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.